Your reasons for your sudden and unexpected candidacy?
I figure voting for Salvino or Heller is just as silly as them running for office, which is just as silly as me running for office. The only thing that's silly is the power of the people's vote. And I think the people should use it to vote for them. None of the above!
Mr. Brewster, are we to understand that you actually don't want anyone to vote for you?
What I'm saying is I think only an idiot would vote for me.
Issues facing the city, sanitation, union corruption, urban renewal.
Let's get to the bottom line, right? I'm here to buy your votes.
With only 10 days, Mr. Brewster, with only 10 days left before the election, how do you expect to find that kind of support for that position?
I don't expect to get support. In fact, I'm asking people not to send money into my candidacy. I think the people should keep their money. They're going to need it after this election.
What's going on, y'all? It's the Block Report. I'm your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And we are recording on a most joyous, wonderful night, and hopefully to be enlightening night. But it's, of course, if it's night here, it's day somewhere else. And I hope that all of you are safe and well. Okay, so if you heard the intro to this episode, and you know that the episode title is Vote for None of the Above. You see, a lot of people are stuck on whether or not to vote or not vote, and all this, or to pick one a lesser of the evil. But what I did, or was able to do, was reach way back into the time machine of mankind, into a great time, 1985. Well, it's not that far back in the time machine of mankind, but hey, for some of you anyway, especially you young folks, because I see you out there, I have listeners that are younger than 17 and some listeners that are younger than 30. So I know for some of you, it is a different thing to hear someone speaking on these on the topics the way that I speak on them and deal with them. So the thing is that, so we reached way back in there and I pulled up a classic. And that's where you hear the great Richard Pryor, the comedian, speaking on voting for none of the above. And voting, and how voting for two candidates, or trying to choose your vote or split your vote between two candidates, which neither one of them deserves a vote. They're both terrible. But people are pressured, but you're being pressured to vote for one or the other. And that's where society is right now. Imagine how history repeats itself. And one of the things we talk about, one of the things that one can say about something like that, rather, is how art imitates life. Or how, on the vice versa, life imitates art. It's the grand old question of which came first, the chicken or the egg. Now, either way, the point is that we have still come to a crossroads here, to where that you must face that whatever you are facing now is not new. It's just that you forgot the knowledge that was given to you, or you have not looked to seek the knowledge that was already there laid bare and placed there for you, should in case you find yourself at a crossroad. Because many of you are too lazy to learn. Many of you are too lazy to listen. Well, that's how it goes. So that's why you get beat over the head consistently by the tomfoolery and the nonsense. It's your consistent programming that is filling your head. And so anything that does not compute and work with your programming, it has to be, you automatically, because you have two things in your programming that works out. How does this make me look in the overall society? And is this relative to what the overall society says is the right thing? So that's how you compute things. So you go ahead, whatever your overall society is, because, you know, you could be in a group and you could be grouped into a group. Like a bunch of farmers will say, but see, you just don't have to be a farmer. But what I'm saying is that if you're already in a group and everyone else thinks just like you in the group, then a new thought or something else that is expressed that shows you something different, you have no way to compute that because you're in your group. So within your group think, you become another sheep in the bunch of sheep that's already there. Notice that with sheep, that there's never a rebellion of sheep when a sheep is taken to slaughter or to be shaved and to have their it's not mane is the term, but excuse me, bear with me one moment. What ends up becoming wool and fabric, what the sheep grow on their skin. So for whatever reason, I can't come up with the word, but you know, I just described it. So there is no rebellion from the sheep when they get taken to go ahead and get shaved of that wool. So it's not like a bunch of them jump up and say, oh no, and then cause a stir. Part of the reason is anyway, if that did exist, man has already created situations to dull and nullify any sort of format or opposition and position to go ahead and rebel against it. But I'm using that to show you that, therefore, anything that is totally different from what you grew up and what you was used to, you will reject it because you're already a well-programmed, oiled machine for failure. I know, I said failure. You thought it was success I was going to tell you, right? Why failure? Failure because you cannot determine the path or the trajectory or the life of your future offspring, and you cannot pass down any generational wealth to them. So you're on the path for failure. Now, those who feel a certain kind of way about that, that's on you. That's not on me. However, before we go any further into the program, let me remind you guys that you can definitely find this broadcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your favorite podcasting networks available. Now, the reason why I began, well, it's not for me to tell you the reason. There is no reason other than is to enlighten those that are willing to be enlightened. Those of you that are here for entertainment, you want me to somehow pursue some avenue or become, or you want to peruse the internet for someone who may possibly entertain you, so that you can say, and then the so-called media and the rest of them say, oh wow, he has such charisma, so engaging, so entertaining. No, that won't be me. It's quite interesting to me personally. Anyway, I'm on a trajectory which puts me up against people who have millions of listeners and millions of dollars in advertising. But I'm talking things that totally runs away all of those things. Everything I say chases all those things away. However, what I do say and bring to the program is something that will build a new leadership. It is the building blocks and the pieces for a new leadership, a new rulership in society. It's all for their taking. If you can handle it. I find it so quite interesting because you have people who are immediately quick to pass so much talk and judgment, especially while they kept themselves camped out in nice little quaint sections and sectors of society. They've never really ventured out and met the underbelly of society. They've never ventured out and met the overbelly of society. Hint, hint. The Senate, the Congress, politicians. No. But you have so much of an opinion for being someone that lacks so much knowledge. How could it be? How can it be that you are able to judge? Not that one is worried about you judging, but how can you judge? But then here it is. This is what we weigh out. How important is the opinion of a mannequin? Because just because you exist doesn't mean that your opinion even matters. Okay. So here we are. You are on the block report, and you're here looking for something, right? You're looking for something, and you want to see something that will matter. Bear with me one moment, guys. I just want to take a moment here, and I will return shortly into the conversation with more. My throat is feeling a little bit dry, and I need to take a drink of water. I'm human, not a robot. So, what we must understand is that politics is not one group over the other. That's tribalism. And some of you Negroes, that have experienced failure in the past, failed governments, failed systems, and that have decided that, well, either you're a red shirt or a blue shirt. And that's who you're fighting. And you're not fighting for a system that produces justice. No, you're fighting over the fact that one wears a red shirt and the other wears a blue shirt. If you're not fighting to dismantle a system that allows for injustice, you're fighting for nothing. A long time ago, there's a quote. From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which says, if a man having lived not found something willing to die for, he's not fit to live. In my teen years, for whatever reason, had come to this thing, and I saw that what one is willing to live for and what he's willing to die for is essentially very similar. It's the same thing. Because if you're not willing to die and kill for your loved ones, your family, and your blood, but you should also be willing to live for them because they need your guidance and your warrior sensibilities and your mentality to help them navigate and move through this murky existence. They need that leadership, that headship, or at least you should feel that way. Now, whether or not they accept it, approve of it, or take heed of it, that's a different story. You see, there is a thing where you can determine and see if you can figure out where and what position you are in life. You see, because for instance, people may not call you for everything or call to want to hang out with you or have fun with you or whatever. That's cool. Maybe because you're not the life of the party. But when people need something and they call you, that means that they know that you can provide. They know that you can get it done. You see, there are perspectives and ways to look at things. Because those calls don't come very often. Because why? Especially if you establish yourself in a certain way. A way that lets them know that they can't abuse that. A way that lets them know that it don't come easy and it better be about something serious and real. It can't be on a whim. But anyway, I've just been given a whole lot of things over there, and that's a lot of information for one who is seeking direction and trying to find a path for understanding and intelligence. You see, because you have fools on here on the internet. No, I call them fools. But I really shouldn't, you know, maybe fools is not the word. People who have nothing to offer. Except foolishness. You know. You can't go to them and say, hey, well, if I tried this or if I went, here's an opportunity and the opportunity looks like this. And what do you think? How do I go? How should I approach this? Or, hey, I feel this kind of way. I feel like I'm having this sort of feeling or situation on in a particular relationship or something that I'm dealing with in a professional or a non-professional manner. And how do I deal with it? These people have nothing to offer you other than to show you how little they have to offer. But because they have some celebrity with a name and somebody told you they had a record deal or they was on TV, but they might not have no damn money. Living in rented shit. Riding in rented vehicles. Wearing rented clothes. The whole persona, it makes you think it's something that it's worthwhile to follow and watch. Well, let me tell you what's worthwhile to follow and watch. Coming straight from me. And it's how we proceed in these coming elections and thereafter. Because the world was in an uproar since the merciless, savage, demonic killing of, rest in power, rest in honor, Mr. George Floyd. Now, there are a few things which I noticed. The other day, well, let me give some personal experience. There's something I want to talk to you guys about and express in a personal experience and personal encounter. And it's a few things that are out there. However, I am trying, you know, I'm, you know, I just want to bring it about in a, well, let me just go ahead and say, anyway, guys, you know, hey, if you listen this long, well, I appreciate it, and I might as well not go ahead and continue to hold on to anything from you and just let it be. So, the other day, I was in New York City, Manhattan, and I'm going up. Actually, I was going down. I was going down 3rd Avenue. And then, lo and behold, I encountered a protest. Now, when I encountered this protest, one of the things that I noticed, it was of a mostly largely populated white contingent. Some of you may be like, oh, why is he using these words? Well, how about you go ahead and need to go look up a word or two and figure out how you can talk and speak without talking and sounding like the latest stupid, dumb rap record? And how about the fact that I can speak without having to stammering and trying to figure out what word I'm trying to figure out and say? Other than you talking in some pig talk, pigeon, half-ass slang, BS language. There's been a total disrespect of intellect and knowledge, all for the sake of sounding like some slave. But anyway, they didn't have much to work with. You have the whole world at your fingertips. You could sound a whole lot better than you sound. So, I go now, and I encounter this this protest, Midtown, 3rd Avenue, whatnot. So I didn't join the protest, and I don't have any audio from the protest march, but what I will give is my eyewitness account. And what I noticed is that there were two police vehicles following close by, and they seemed to have like one, like a couple of other vehicles that might be actually with the protest, but they were following the police. Maybe or maybe not. Who knows? Because I saw them for a while, and then I didn't see them after a while after that. So maybe it's like one or two people who were driving and saw the protest and decided they wanted to kind of join along while they were driving. Because this protest was quite interesting. As I said, it mainly consisted of white individuals. And they were walking in the avenue. So any vehicles, they were walking in the street. So any vehicles that wanted to drive on that road would have to wait for them before they could drive, essentially. They can't drive around them. And they would basically, essentially, almost daring them to drive through them. So it was, for me, I said, well, let me take this in. And as I said, they had the escort, the two police vehicles that was kind of escorting them, just following them close by. And they maintained that situation from where I was at, around 50th Street to about 14th Street. And the protests went even, I believe they went further than that. But I followed them up to about 14th. Because I was waiting to see like what's going to happen and what's going to happen next. And during the course of this, they went and they turned, 3rd Avenue goes up, they turned, and then they went down 2nd. They made a turn on one of the streets, and then they were going down 2nd Avenue. Now, as the protest is going on, I noticed there are several people that are on bikes. They might have just joined at some time. But one of the things that had me, one of the things where I was, that showed me where caution was needed. And those are kind of strong terms, but it's just the truth. And is that there were all these white folks in the protests, and there was one person flying the RBG flag. For those of you that don't know, that's the red, black, and green flag, which is known to be identified with the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey's movement, the UNIA. So, seeing a lack of a presence of black people, black folk, and this RBG flag flying during this protest, there was not an American flag. There was no other flag. There was one flag flying. The red, the black, and the green. So, it was an interesting aspect. Enough for me to take it in. And trust me, other folks was taking it in as well. And there were a couple signs that I could read. Yeah, some of them talking about racism and reparations and such, so on and so forth. But the dynamics of this protest, with just one flag flying, which I'm not saying they needed to fly any other. Excuse me. I'm not saying they needed to fly any other flag. But to see the red, black, and green flying, and literally, a handful of black people in the protests, I just was curious what was going on and what this was about. I mean, literally, you could have counted the amount of black people in that protest on one hand and had fingers left, unless they were hiding somewhere, or, you know, at least when I picked them up and saw them. So that was quite interesting. Now, the other interesting thing, and before I forget, I'm going to talk about something else. I don't know, it probably, I'm considering if I should really speak on this. Trust me, guys, this is not a stream of consciousness. This is something that I have prepared for. Had prepared because I wanted to speak on these things, and I wanted to make sure I spoke on them in a professional, or as professional as I would like it to be, manner. And I wanted to speak on some, I may not even speak on that because it may just not even it'll shift the mood of what I'm saying, and what I'll do is I'll just do another podcast in regards to that. How about that? But to give you guys a little bit of a hint of what I was going to speak on next is insecurity and how males with insecurities just display themselves to be more of a beta male to other females out there. But anyway, but we're gonna get into it. I'm gonna get into what I'm talking about with that in another episode, in another broadcast. But let me finish this encounter with the protests with one RBG flag and a handful of black people and mostly what appeared to be white kids. Walking through the street of Manhattan, blocking all the traffic with a police escort. So anyway, there was, as I'm following the protests, monitoring it, there comes an Asian lady and she's on her phone and I get to hear her a little bit. She's basically complaining to someone on the phone, but to the level that she was complaining, it almost seemed like she was trying to make an excuse for why she wasn't getting to where she should have been. Maybe she needed to be at a certain appointment and she was trying to, but it was just ridiculous what she was saying. But I'm going to reiterate, since I did not have an audio recording of it, and you guys can just take my word for it, which I know that may be hard to do, and I'm asking people there too, because if I'm asking you to trust me, hey, I'm asking you to trust me and trust that what I say is true. But hey, if you don't, that's not a problem. It doesn't tarnish my relation. It doesn't tarnish my reputation. You know, I'm already on the books for all kinds of things, if you want to check out my reputation. But anyway, so, and you could ask me anything you like. Oh, please, please do subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcasting networks. Please do subscribe. We ask that of you. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for you to send us any money. We don't ask for you to pay us anything. We ask that you subscribe and share the podcast. That's all we ask. We ask for you, if you see the post, we ask that you like, you share, and you subscribe to the podcast. So, right, so now the Asian lady, she's on the phone and she's complaining about the protests. And she says, hey, she's saying, well, I understand protesting, but there's better ways than this to protest. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds like she might have been listening to Fox News or one of these other conservative programs, or just because their whole thing is that protest as long as it doesn't inconvenience me. Because what she was saying after that, this is why I can tell you that that's what it was about, is that because they were in the street, she could not ride the bus to where she was trying to go, because the bus, it would take her much too longer to get to where she was trying to go, so she would have to walk. Because remember, as I said to you guys, they were in the street. So the whole thing is, whenever anyone says, hey, there's a better way to protest or a better way to do what you're doing, as long as it doesn't inconvenience me, that means they don't give a damn about your problem. They don't give a damn about what the hell you're saying. What they're saying is that your problem is not my problem and it doesn't affect me. So why don't you go away? Why don't you just go away? You see, because my whole thing is that if all they're doing is walking in the street and slowing up traffic, that's not really that big of a nuisance. Yeah, it's messed up. And this is, matter of fact, let me give you guys the time. And this is probably giving all the information. So anybody that was there, or witnessed it, you will know where I was talking about. It was around 7 o'clock in the evening. So, these people who say things like, there's a better way to protest, these people mean to say, I don't give a damn about what you're protesting. And basically, it's not my issue. Because the one of the things that I found that was kind of funny about it is that this was an Asian woman. And then I remember all the video of the Asian people in Tiananmen Square facing tanks and shit. And even recently, and not even the Hong Kong, the one that was going on before, just the Hong Kong thing jumped off. And here goes an Asian woman in America, in New York City, saying, oh yeah, there's better ways to protest than this. So how you was going to do it? Let me tell you what a protest is about. A protest is to announce your disapproval or your displeasure with a certain level of treatment or a ordinance or situation that's going on in the society. And in order to do that, you're causing a certain level of inconvenience while raising awareness to the thing that displeases you. So these people that say, okay, there's a better way to protest. What, protest in silence? See, the whole thing is, as long as you don't interfere or inconvenience them, they don't care. Protest as much as you want. But then how is that going to bring about any change? You see, these people do not want any sort of change because they are working and they feel comfortable with being the honorary white citizen and working within the system of a dominant society that is based on color and race. And as long as they're closer to the color and the race of the ones that are in the dominant society, it's all about maintaining their position. Then you have, of course, you have the other individuals that can never be number two, but they're hoping for a nice spot in the big house. Yeah. People wonder, let me tell you guys something. I could go in and I can go real hard and anytime I want. But one of the things I've noticed, and this is the truth about things, I have been allowed to be in so many sectors and commercial markets of society. I found myself there. But a lot of the times, I'm there, and the whole thing is that I am involved in there because it's easier to keep, if I'm on the outside of what is commercial, then I could possibly have more of a bigger growth than if you bring me in. Because if you bring me in, that was one of the tricks in the record industry. What would happen is that a producer or owner of a record label might sign an artist or put an artist into a deal and then work with them only to really kind of so that they could be able to monitor and limit their progress. Meantime, they also have access to that artist's creative ability. So they can use whatever creativity that artist brung and deliver it to whichever other artist that may have, that they may feel like has a better, they have a better deal with, or that they want to more put more of their support behind. So a lot of times people will bring you in only so that they can swallow you up and keep you silent. You think they're trying to go ahead and let your voice be heard, and they're trying, and they're actually setting you up to be drowned out. That's just something to look out for. But hey, as I said, so now the lady, she was going on with that, and that threw me off as well, because she's complaining and saying that, oh, they could find a better way to protest. Okay, if they riot, and these are white kids, the white kids was doing the rioting and burning up places and looting places. Not saying there wasn't no black people that did that, engaged in some of that, but not as much as these white kids, because like I told you, this protest was mostly white kids. And they did this, and so my whole thing is that, okay, find a better way to protest other than messing up your commute. So if they burn down a Bergdorf Goodman store or a Louis Vuitton store, is that a better way for them to protest? What is a good way for people to protest? That's to show you that anyone who uses that statement means that what you're doing is inconveniencing me, and your concerns or worries or the issue you're trying to bring to the forefront mean nothing to me. And actually, I'm in agreement with the other side of what you're protesting. Just food for thought. Just something to think about. But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this one up here, guys and gals. And what I do want to, I definitely want to send out my best to all the listeners, because I appreciate all those that listen and take the time to listen to the broadcast and podcast. And I'm looking forward to your comments and statements on the broadcast. Please do share and like and comment. Subscribe as well. We're not asking for any money. We're just asking for you to subscribe, share, like, or comment. And comment. Not do all of it. We appreciate the dialogue. We appreciate the back and forth. Some of you have really chimed in and shown your real support and shown your, and that is really great. And we're just looking for more of you that may, you know, be on the fence a little bit, feel a little sketchy about things, and not feel like you don't want, and feel like you may not want to, jump in with both feet and show support for the podcast. As I said, we're not asking y'all for money or anything. Subscribe, share, like, and comment. That's all. Of course, you can find the page for The Block Report on facebook.com/ The Block Report. THE BLOCK Block REPORT Report. And you can find episodes in the archives for 2019 and 2020 episodes on, well, definitely 2020 episodes on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, and all your other favorite podcasting networks. And if you'd like to go into the archives to see if whether or not, just to, you know, you could do your history on me. I am not hiding. You can go ahead and you can check out. They have them right now up on Blog Talk Radio. Previous episodes of the Block Report podcast. To, you know, so this is not something I'm jumping out with. That's a new endeavor and such. Or however, it's just this is a revamping of a podcast that we're doing to bring my point of view and share commentary on a lot of subjects. Well, what we did on the Blog Talk Radio, we wanted to bring some level of enlightenment and empowering messages, because the first thing is what we were looking at was we need to build an empowering and enlightened mind so that you will be prepared and available and ready to listen to the real messages. I mean, they're all real messages, but the real raw nitty gritty of what I have to say. And the only way, we hope that you find what we bring to the table is something that you can use and it'll be useful in your daily endeavors. You know, if not, then, you know, hey, whether or not, it doesn't matter whichever level you're at or where you are at or whatever, it is what it is. And then, you know, you move accordingly. So anyway, I think I'm belaboring the point, and I would just like to go ahead and end the episode as such. So remember, you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, and Anchor.fm, and all your favorite podcasting networks. And you can go to the Facebook page. I haven't set up the website page yet, you know, but hey, if I find someone, maybe some of you folks out there that listen, and this they'll sound like I'm soliciting someone to go ahead and help us with developing a website page. However, hey, we could do one at any time. But what I would like to see first is that you guys are fully engaged with the program. And we'll go from there. Eventually, I'll set one up. But I would like to see that you guys are fully engaged, because, you know, hey, anyway, you guys enjoy yourself. Do what you do. Be safe out there. And I just want to say this too, a couple of things. To be aware and alert is to be alive. So if you want to stay alive, stay aware and alert. Other than that, always be you, always be true, always do your best. And till next time on the Block Report.